Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the National Geographic for Kids. We're going to look at the front cover, and we see a big grizzly bear. We have over the top of him, Weird But True, Cool Book Giveaway, Explorer Academy, Living Large, Why Hungry Brown Bears Chunk Up for the Winter, Animal BFFs, Critter Chat. As we open the pages, let's see what we're in for this month. This is the November issue. Page 12, Fat Bear Don't Care. Discover how these brown bears pack on the pound to prepare for winter. Page 18, The Secret of History of Money. These facts will make you say, ka-ching. Page 20, Ice Castle. This frozen-looking natural wonder in Turkey is a real hot spot. Page 22, Incredible Animal Friends. Meet five pairs of surprising BFFs. Sneak peek. Check out a chapter from Explorer Academy, The Dragon's Blood, page 26. In departments, we have page 4, Weird But True. Page 5, Guinness World Records. Page 6, Naughty Pets. Page 7, Bet You Didn't Know. Page 8, Awesome 8. Page 10, Amazing Animals. Page 28, Fun Stuff. Well, let's dive in. Weird But True. Page 4. Bolts of lightning can shoot out of an erupting volcano. And let's check out more of these outrageous facts. The world's largest milkshake was 6,000 gallons, enough to fill more than 100 bathtubs. Hawaii is moving about 3 inches closer to Japan every year. Wedding gowns have been made out of toilet paper. Ooh. Okay. A slinky could stretch from a sixth-floor window to the ground. From Alaska, the 22 smallest United States could all fit inside Alaska. Let's hear that again. The 22 smallest United States could all fit inside the state of Alaska. A 5,000-year-old piece of chewing gum was discovered in Finland. Wonder how it tasted. A stack of $1 billion bills weighs more than 15 army tanks. Whoa. Guinness World Records. Who says you can't dance if you have two left feet? Dancing dogs. What's got 32 legs, a lot of hair, and some serious moves? A conga line of 8 dogs. Alexa Lauenberger holds a record for the most dogs in a conga line after teaching 8 of her 4-legged friends, Sally at front, Jennifer, Katie, Emma, Nala, Sabrina, Maya, and Specky, to do the trick. Somehow we don't think cats could be as easy to train. Excellent eater. Think she saved room for dessert? Leah Schuttkiefer holds the record for the fastest time to eat 3 pickled eggs, finishing them all in 7.8 seconds, or about 3 seconds per egg. Schuttkiefer's not a picky eater. She also holds the record for the fastest time to eat a burrito and the fastest time to eat a muffin with no hands. Someone pass the napkins. Later, dirty dishes. And you thought your family had a lot of dirty dishes. Here we see a picture of a young lady with stacks and stacks of dirty dishes. Louise Dewey holds the record for the most items washed in 8 hours, scrubbing 2,250 dishes in that amount of time. She cleaned 450 pieces each of dinner plates, bowls, pans, cups, and cutlery to set the record. Think of how much your weekly allowance would be if you tackled this chore. Woo-hoo. Pets. Naughty pets. Name, Bobby. Favorite activity, exploring underwater cave that start in the bathroom. favorite toy, wadded up toilet paper. Pet peeve, flushing. I think the goldfish will be very happy in this new bowl. It has a cat looking deep into the toilet. And here's a young pup here with his tongue out and looks like some flour dough. I'd better lick this to make sure it's okay for them to eat. His name is Franklin. Favorite activity, taste testing meals for restaurant reviews. Favorite toy, rubber chicken. Pet peeve, frozen dinner. What can I say? I thought I would fit. Here's a dog, looked like he's stuck in a little opening for smaller dogs. His name's Zara. Favorite activity, performing contortions at the circus. Favorite toy, hula hoop to leap through. Pet peeve, tiny dogs. And finally, we have Ishmael. The dog did it. Uh-oh. Broken vase lying on the ground. Here's a little catty. Name is Ishmael. Favorite activity, tracking dirt from potted plants through the house. Favorite toy, dust bunnies. Pet peeve, brooms. Bet you didn't know. 7 jewel-worthy facts about flavor. Number 1. A churpumple is a holiday dessert where a cherry, a pumpkin, and an apple pie are baked into a 3-layer cake. Looks yummy. Number 2. Scientists think that kids might crave sugar more during growth spurts. Number 3. During a banana shortage in Britain during World War II, people made mock bananas from parsnips, sugar, and banana flavoring. Number 4. Celery to be used. Celery used to be a popular flavor of Jell-O. Number 5. Ants prefer salty foods over sugary ones. Now, how do they find that out? Number 6. According to one study, flying on a plane numbs your taste buds and reduces your ability to taste by about 30%. And finally, number 7, the Carolina Reaper pepper can be up to 880 times hotter than a jalapeno. Ah, water. Awesome. 8. Page 8. Picture path. Here's a picture of a very picturesque stair steps and walks and A group of neighbors work with city officials, professional tile masons, and mosaic artists to decorate the 16th Avenue steps in San Francisco, California. Their artwork covers 163 steps in a sea to sky, them flowing from marine life at the stairway's base to bird leaves and stairs at the top. Next level staircases. Number 2, who wants to take the elevator when you have steps like these? Step back in time. Each wall of India's ancient Chan Bayari is a crisscross with steps, about 3,500 in total. That once made it easy for people coming from all directions to quench their thirst at the well at the bottom. Number 3, Grand Ascent. Rumor has it that author J.K. Rowling found some of her Harry Potter inspiration from the Lello and Amayo bookstore in Portugal, which she visited a lot while working in the country as an English teacher. The stairs there do look like the ones at Hogwarts. Number 4, walking circles. The Scribung steps in Munich, Germany, also called the never-ending or endless staircase, seem to change their shape depending on where you're standing. Number 5. Loop the Loop. The Tiger and Turtle Magic Mountain stairs in Duisburg, Germany, resemble a stomach-flipping roller coaster. But instead of speeding through those curves and twists, you have to walk them step by step. The loops are closed off by barriers. Otherwise, that would be quite a dizzying descent. Number 6, Nature's Spiral. If this looks familiar, it's because the lower staircase Antoni Guardi designed for Spain's Basilica Sagrada Familia reflect a golden ratio. That's a rule of measure that can also be found in natural spirals like seashells, pine cones, the seeds in sunflower heads, and DNA. Number 7. Every which way. They might look like they're built from ice pop sticks, but the 15 interlocking staircases that form this endless stair were actually built from tulip wood as part of the 2013 London Design Festival in England. And finally, we have number 8, sweet stairs. Architecture firm Tetrarch designed this fluid staircase with an underside of multicolored wood strips for the School of Arts in Saint-Herblain, France. From a distance, its twisty shape looks like stretched out saltwater taffy. Moving on to amazing animals, page 10. Shell come home, hermit crabs. Next time you see a shell on the beach, leave it. Leave it there. It could be an animal's home. Home is where the shell is. Mekong Lanthimarine National Park in Thailand. At first, hermit crabs thought this beach was clawsom. Tens of thousands of land hermit crabs swarmed the sand after tourists disappeared during the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown. But soon the crabs were in trouble. Hermit crabs can't create their own shells. Zoologist Nikki Khan says, so they use leftover shells from sea snails. But with so many hermit crabs skittering on the beach, sea snails' shells became scarce. Plus, visitors had taken shells from the beach as souvenirs. So some hermit crabs were using plastic or other trash to protect themselves. That's when park rangers and local residents came to the rescue. After rangers asked people to donate shells they had at home, about 440 pounds of new shell homes suddenly appeared under rocks, near tree trunks, and along the shoreline, right where the crabs could find them. Folks also organized beach cleanups to help the hermit crabs feel more at home. Nice shelter. A hermit crab hangs out in an empty sea snail shell, its natural home. This hermit crab in the Andaman Islands near Thailand used a broken glass bottle for a shell. Ooh, sorry. Green fur? I guess I'm just lucky. Green puppy. Sardinia, Italy. The other puppies might have been green with envy when they saw their brother's fur. That's because Pistachio, the sheepdog, was born minty green. His four brothers were plain white. So sheep farmer Christian Malocci at first thought his mom might have rubbed him in the grass. I joked that she'd given birth to an alien dog, he says. But the pup's odd color isn't out of this world. Veterinarian Travis McDermott says that before they were born, puppies can sometimes expel meconium, their first poop, when they're inside their mother's womb. That can stain their fur. And since each pup is developing in its own sac, the dye doesn't affect the others. It's harmless, and it goes away in about 2 weeks, McDermott says. Malocci's friends adopted the other puppies, but the farmer wanted to keep his formerly colorful pup. Now all white, Pistachio is in charge of herding the lambs on the farm. It's not hard to see why everyone's nuts about Pistachio. Pistachio nurses alongside his white-furred litter mates. Owl adopts duckling from Jupiter, Florida. When an eastern screech owl mama hatched a wood duck chick, it was no prank. That's because wood ducks sometimes lay an egg or two in a different bird's nest, usually another wood duck or closely related species. Bird expert Christian Artuso says the trick helps make sure that a few chicks survive, especially if a predator invades the wood duck's main nest. You could think of it as not keeping all your eggs in one basket, Artuso says. But wood duck eggs are about twice as big as screech owl eggs, so wouldn't the owls figure out the mistake? Maybe not. The owl parents might be thinking, this egg is huge. We're going to have the best baby in the world, Artuso says. Soon after hatching, the baby wood duck leaped from the owl's nest and waded to a nearby pond. Thanks for the wing up. Hermit crabs move Lolanta Marine National Park, Thailand. Owl and duckling, Jupiter, Florida. Puppy, Sardinia, Italy. Can you scooch over? Before the duckling moved on, the pair of birds peeked out from the nest together. Page 12, 13. Fat bear don't care. How these brown bears pack on the pounds to prepare for winter. A brown bear named Walker stands patiently on a rock at the top of Brooks Falls in Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve in July. He and about 10 other bears are waiting for sockeye salmon to leap up and over the 6-foot-high rocky falls on their way to breeding grounds upstream and hopefully right into their hungry mouths. As a fish shoots out of the water, the 1,000-pound bear snatches it in his jaws. Score! Just below the falls in Brooks River, a bear named 747 stands neck-deep in the choppy waters, called the jacuzzi. He face-plants into the frothy river, snapping up a swimmer with ease. The bears don't know it, but in summer and fall, they're being watched and cheered, as if they're at a pie-eating contest. People want these bears to gorge on salmon until it looks like their bellies will burst. And during Fat Bear Week, the humans cast their ballots for the biggest, best bear. I'm a picture on page 13. We have some comments here. A brown bear claw can be as long as a human finger. Grizzly. Bears are a type of brown bear, but the brown bears at Katmai are not grizzlies. Brown bears live about 25 years. Continuing with the bears on page 14, on-camera snacking. To survive the coming winter, brown bears must pack on the pounds so they can sleep up to 7 months while food is scarce. When they begin their feeding frenzy, usually in July, adult males weigh between 600 and 900 pounds. By the time Fat Bear Week rolls around in late September, early October, some brown bears are topping over 1,000 pounds. Adult females weigh about a third less than males. Rangers set up cameras around the park to monitor the bears and show people how important the Katmai ecosystem is. In summer and fall, thousands of people tune in to watch the fish catching. Then, during Fat Bear Week, viewers vote for their favorite burly bear. Soon after, the carnivores will waddle off to sleep for about a half a year. For these bears, fatness means success, says Amber Kraft, interpretation and education program manager at Katmai National Park. Fat Bear Week celebrates that success and the health of their ecosystem. Big Bear wins. Fat Bear Week might sound silly, but it's all about survival. As the weather turns cold, usually in late October and November, brown bears enter their dens for a period of light hibernation to wait out the winter when food is scarce. To conserve energy, the bear's body temperature drops by 10 degrees. They breathe just once or twice a minute, and their heart beats just 12 times a minute, said Jennifer Fortin-Norius, a bear biologist with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Deep hibernators enter a rest so intense that it's almost impossible to revive them. But brown bears often shift positions and they can easily wake up to react to danger or give birth. The bears won't eat, drink, or even go to the bathroom during this time. That's why they have to constantly chow down in the months before their light hibernation so they can survive off the fat stored in their bodies. Fat bears are ready for the winter, Kraft says, and this is serious business. If a pregnant female doesn't have enough fat, her cubs won't survive. Fishy feast. Good thing these bears could win any eating contest you enter them in. In late summer and fall, they forage up to a 14-hour day, feasting on grass, berries, rodents, and, of course, nutrient-packed salmon. In June and July, bears catch the salmon as they swim upriver in Katmai to lay their eggs. By September, the fish start to die off. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. You see the bears in the water looking for the fish. Bear buffet. Come on over. The water's fine. So the bears catch these easy meals as the salmon float back downstream. One sockeye salmon in early summer contains about 4,500 calories. That's about 9 cheeseburgers worth of energy, says Mike Fitz, a former National Park Service ranger who created Fat Bear Week. And a bear might eat 40 salmon a day. This phase of nonstop eating is called hyperphagia. And scientists think that the bears can keep eating because their brains and bodies prevent them from feeling full during this time, compared to how you would feel after eating 360 cheeseburgers. Luckily, Katmai National Park is like an all-day buffet. Every June, almost 1 million sockeye salmon leave the Pacific Ocean and swim up the rivers. Because the park has such a healthy number of salmon, more than 2,200 bears can call the park home. Before, Holly won Fat Bear Week in 2009. Meet the contestants. Fat Bear Week gets started after rangers select 12 contenders. The bears are chosen based on things like having before and after pictures of the skinny spring bear and the fat fall bear, and if the animal has wandered into the live stream at Brooks Falls that year. That would increase the chances that people can see the animal during Fat Bear Week. They also try to choose both males and females of different ages. When it's time to vote, it's not just about which bear packed on the most pounds. Sometimes people root for a mother bear raising her cubs or an older underdog bear with chipped teeth. And it's also about the journey to jumbo size. Fat Bear Week isn't just about a body size, Fitz says. It's about the different ways bears get fat. Check out the final four contenders from 2020's Fat Bear Week and their chunking up strategies. Walker. Rangers discovered Walker 12 years ago when he was just 2.5 years old. In 2020, they estimated his weight to be a whopping 1,200 pounds. Walker prefers to fish on the lip of the waterfall, right on top of where the water spills over the edge. When a salmon tries to jump up and over the falls, Walker is ready to snatch it out of the air. So here we have a picture of before. Red Nose took the top spot in 2018. After Grazer, this mama bear has been hanging out around Brooks River for 16 years. In 2020, she had 2 cubs, but that hasn't slowed her down. With her babies in tow, she confronts much larger male bears to score a good fishing spot for her family at Brooks Falls. 747. It's a coincidence that this bear shares his name with the jumbo jet, but the name fits the 1,400-pound bear. First identified 17 years ago, 747 is now one of the top bears at Brooks River. He shows his status by claiming one of the best fishing spots, the bubbly jacuzzi at the bottom of the falls. Fish are abundant there, and all a bear has to do is stand still and wait to swipe a swimmer. Chunk. Rangers have known Chunk for 14 years. Even in early summer, Chunk is pretty chunky, especially around his rump, although he's one of the top bears, meaning he's large enough to defend a good fishing spot. Chunk prefers to scavenge leftover salmon. Even stranger, he occasionally plays with other bears, something unusual for a big bear to do. And a little more about bears. Before, the winner, 747. The votes are in. After a week of intense voting, the two biggest bears, 747, was crowned the 2020 winner with 41,000 votes. The year before, 747 lost to a female bear named Holly, but he didn't have long to celebrate. A few weeks after the polls closed, all the bears of Katmai waddled into their hillside dens. Over the next few months, each bear lost up to one-third of its body weight, up to 466 pounds while they snooze through the snowy season. In April, the bears emerged from their dens and went back to normal brown bear life. They usually forage in the morning and evening, then rest during the day. Then this summer, the Bears got back to business. No matter which bear takes home the trophy in 2021, these roly-poly critters are all winners. It's like a sporting event, Kraft says. Everyone has their favorite bear. Care Bear. Brown bear moms give birth between January and March during their winter rest. Check out how these new cubs meet their mama. And yes, we know that cubs don't play cards or draw. These are just for fun. Brown bears often dig holes into hillside for their dens. Pregnant bears enter their dens in the fall, then their babies develop and grow through the winter. 2. In the middle of winter, brown bears give birth to 1-pound cubs. While mom mostly sleeps, the youngsters spend the next 2 to 4 months in the den nursing, snoozing, and growing. And 3, when the weather warms, the family emerges from the den. The mom and babies will stick together for about 2 years before the cubs are ready to be on their own. Moment of snooze. The brown bears of Katmai National Park fatten up to prepare for their big 6-month sleep each winter. Check out how 5 other animals snooze. They're orangutans. Like adult humans, orangutans sleep about 8 hours at night, and they love a comfy bed. Orangutans build a new nest each night in trees by weaving branches, twigs, and leaves together in the shape of a huge bowl. Sleepover, anyone? Plant-eating giraffes are prey animals, and they're extra vulnerable to lions while asleep. So giraffes usually snooze standing up. But sometimes, for a very short period of time, just about 5 minutes, they lie on the ground with their heads on their rumps. You try relaxing with hungry lions nearby. Walruses sometimes need to sleep at sea, so they fill expandable pockets on both sides of their throat with air. These pharyngeal pouches allow them to float on the surface while sleeping, sort of like wearing a life vest. Dolphins. To get their rest without drowning, dolphins only allow half of their brains to sleep at one time. That way they're awake enough to remember to take a breath. While resting, dolphins float up the near surface and they sleep with one eye open. And finally, owls. Most owls are nocturnal hunters because it's easier for them to nab a field mouse or rabbit when those animals are catching Z's. But the cutest thing ever, baby owls sometimes nap while resting face down. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.